937.
Show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. Had a little technical difficulty there, but looks like we're online now. And you're hearing the live Sunday night edition. Sometimes in live radio, things like that happen, but that's okay. We're right here. And it's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be with you. Free Talk Live, in case you've never heard it before. Mark, you had something
to say? Yeah, it's an open line show where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. Hijack the airwaves, as we say. We'll be happy to talk to you about whatever the subjects are. But we also have a website where you can go and you can upload videos or blog posts or articles that you think are important, and people will vote them up, vote them down. It's an aggregation site, and it's a good way to get these stories in front of us. So there are other ways besides just calling in at 855-450-FREE to participate in the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only can you call in on the phone, 855-450-FREE, like Mark just said, you can also get in touch with us on Skype. And we love Skype because the audio quality is just superior, you know, to a phone line. It sounds great.
It does sound great.
And the way to do that is add lrn.fm on Skype, lrn.fm. Just add us as a contact, and we will put you on the air. And so, gentlemen, we've got a phone call on the line already. Let's go straight into the phones and talk to Vince. Hi, Vince.
Hello, Stephanie and Brian and Mark.
Hey, Vince.
I got something here short and brief for you, and then it says here, I read this in the, I get a financial newspaper, but it says high-risk pool of funds is drying up. The Obamacare funding for state high-risk pools is running low, and they said officials...
What is a high-risk pool?
It's for the uninsured and the pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
For the Obamacare.
Okay.
And they said they're going to stop enrolling more uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions by early March. More than half the $5 billion in funds has been spent, and the rest is needed to cover the 100,000 current enrollees through the end of the year.
So let me see if I can understand this correctly. They've set up some funds to cover people who are, quote, high risk, which means, like, they have a condition like maybe diabetes or cancer or HIV,
mm-hmm.
where an insurance company would be less likely to want to cover them because they know already that their costs would be high, so they have trouble getting insurance. And so the government has set up some kind of fund to cover these people to make sure that they are complying with Obamacare and having insurance. But now they're running out of money for those pools, so there are going to be even more people who should be in those pools that should be covered by those programs that won't get the coverage.
Yeah, and they don't even have it all set up. That's the other thing.
They
set up, I think, 14 states in there.
Yeah, it's a mess. I read an article the other day, and now I'm a little bit skeptical because the source was CNS News, the one that's their tagline is like the right news right now.
Right news right now.
Right.
They do everything but say, we're Republican news.
Right. So I'm a little skeptical of this, but what they said is that, and then they linked to the report, that the IRS released this report calculating that the average family of four people would be paying about $20,000 a year for health insurance under Obamacare.
I have heard that same report, yeah.
Yeah. So it's getting crazy here.
And they're also removing a certain amount of people that are on Medicare. You know what they call these ACOs, which are accountable care organizations, and they're
mm-hmm.
now they stopped that because they didn't tell the people that they were doing that.
Wow.
And a lot of people had those advantage plans and all that. And the other thing is, there's a $63 fee now being charged as of the first of this year.
What's the $63 fee for?
For pre-existing conditions for the private insurance companies, private health.
Yeah, I thought those insurance companies had to take you now with the pre-existing conditions.
Right.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
And then that increases the premiums for everybody, right?
Right.
Because
yes. So they said that they were going to increase the premiums. And
that's what they're doing. Vince, yeah, thanks for letting us know about that. I appreciate your call tonight. That's... I can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I just generally when
try not to get sick if you can help it. But
well, wasn't the spirit of this supposed to be that everybody's supposed to get health care?
Yes.
Apparently not.
The idea. Anyway.
Healthcare isn't free, and government tends to be inefficient. Inefficiency in the marketplace tends to represent itself in a few different ways, like bad customer service and. Higher prices. In this case, it's not the government doing it. It's the government mandating that insurance companies do it. But
they've essentially turned the insurance companies into a wing of the state. It's almost like the banking industry. It's so heavily controlled by the state.
Right.
It might as well be a part of it.
They decide who gets to be an insurance company,
yep.
And then they give all these regulations about how they have to go about doing their business that they're almost like the power company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're looking for...
And nobody can open a new insurance company. I mean, think about how much... bureaucracy that would involve.
It would. If you're looking lists of organizations that give bad customer service, usually government organizations are on top. And then right under that are government-instituted monopolies like the power company, the cable company, things like that. Somehow or another, cell phone companies manage to get that feel of a monopoly without actually being one.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I think as people who are into liberty, we would like to see everybody have as many choices as they possibly can. And we understand that the more choices people have, the better they are going to be served, by what's out there for their needs.
Right. The more freedom drives prices down.
Yeah.
To say that somehow what we had, 2 years ago was a free market in healthcare is a statement of ignorance. I mean,
it's absolutely true. I'm glad you brought that up.
Medicare and Medicaid, you could, at the time, more than half of the dollars being spent in healthcare were government dollars already. And then you have all the governments around the world that are, doing their socialized medicine thing. And
not a free market.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really, really far from that.
Well, on a different subject, I think we have someone on the line, Charles in New Jersey, who wants to talk about turning women on. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
What's
okay, well, mind? There's a lot of liberty-minded men out there who are looking for liberty-minded women. And
yes, there are.
Others feel like they have to take a let's agree to disagree stance in relationships. But I think there are a lot of women out there who are open to a new belief system, but then they're turned off by libertarian ideas generally. So I have some ideas on how the ideas of liberty can be made a little more appealing.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so first, always affirm, never negate. You always want to focus on the positive and avoid the negative, basically.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to do that. I mean, I don't know. I would want to be honest if I were presenting a new idea to someone else and see what questions they had, right? And if they ask about, if they have a fear or they ask about something negative, it's hard to avoid talking about that, right?
Well, basically what I'm suggesting is being selective and not necessarily just steering away from the negative as much as possible.
I agree that you should spend as little time talking about it as necessary, but you have to, at some point or another, it's going to have to be addressed. If you
what's
say,
negative about freedom, I'm wondering.
Well, let me give you an example.
Okay.
I've said things like, we libertarians believe that you shouldn't use, force or fraud in order to accomplish your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't like that statement? That sounds really great. Now, but that statement applies to everybody. It's a universal statement. No one mm-hmm. should use force or fraud to accomplish their goals. And, frankly, the government spends a lot of time doing force or fraud. And that government program that you like best, that's force and fraud.
Charles, if you wouldn't mind, we're coming up on the end of the segment, but if you wouldn't mind, stick with us, because I'd like to hear more of what you have to say. I got some thoughts on my own, too, as a liberty-minded woman. I don't think women are turned off by libertarian ideas. I think sometimes they're turned off by libertarians. 855-450-FREE is our phone number, or you can call us on Skype.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be with you this evening and want to let you know how you can call into the show. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us, lrn.fm is our Skype handle. Add us as a contact, and you can call in that way, too.
The Mortgage Minute Guy wants you to know that the FHA is changing some of its rules here in the very near future, and those rule changes are not going to be as positive to the borrower as they currently are. Those changes are going to be implemented on April the 1st. I don't know all of those rule changes. I certainly wouldn't be qualified to try to explain them here on the air and don't have the time to do it. But if
that would be an interesting show.
Yeah, well, riveting stuff. But if you are getting a home loan or you're refining or something like that, then it is really interesting for you. And all you have to do is go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and they've got their contact information there. You can get a hold of them however you wish. They've got a telephone number there. I'm going to give you the telephone number, too. But they're the experts. Either the Mortgage Minute Guy or one of his professionals will answer the phone over there or however it is you wish to communicate with them. They've got all their contact info at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. It's again, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
All right, gentlemen. All right, we've been talking with Charles, listening in New Jersey. I'm going to bring you back on, Charles. And, you know, you had mentioned that you – are you interested in this topic for personal reasons? Like, do you want to bring more women to Liberty so you can find, you know, women to have relationships with? How did you get interested in this topic?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I just had some ideas that I wanted to discuss. I also have some examples, too.
Okay.
But as far as I mentioned, you know, steering away from the negative, what I had in mind there was, you know, steering away from some certain topics that can get kind of difficult and they're basically unpleasant, such as maybe child pornography. But I also meant another example is you don't necessarily have to tell somebody that they're wrong. You could just give the positive alternative instead.
I think this is generally true either sex. I don't think that it matters, male or female in this instance.
It's, yeah, nobody wants to be told that they're wrong, right?
It's best to sell with, you know, the same way that you do relationships. You know, what they tell you in relationships, you should have three positive experiences for every negative experience or something like that. Have you heard this?
I have not heard this.
You never heard this? Okay. So,
no, me neither.
So somehow to make a successful relationship, it's supposed to be three positives for every one negative.
How could you control that?
I don't know. Look, I didn't do the study.
Wow.
But I think that this is probably true in a conversation about these kind of things too, is because you do have to address people's concerns in that area. But I think that putting a positive spin on things is the best way to make people feel better, because it doesn't make you look like the bad guy.
I think any relationship in general is going to be way better when people are actively listening and trying to make sure that the other person's concerns are addressed, whether you're talking about liberty or you're talking about something else or you're just spending time together in general. I mean, it seems like
I'm suggesting easing your way into it and also using kind of a more emotional appeal as a.
And why is that? Why would you use a more emotional appeal?
I feel comfortable saying that women in general are a little more emotional than rational.
What about your individual women that you're dealing with? I mean, even if that were true, you're dealing with one woman, right, when you're talking about this?
Right.
So, I mean, why not treat her as an individual and not just assume that she's going to be...
No, absolutely treat her as an individual. But I'm saying maybe rather than going into, like, very detailed explanations, kind of keeping it more emotional...
Yeah, but I wonder if women would be more attracted to the idea that they're being talked to like a regular person, like as into where they're being talked to with facts instead of like, you know, doing an emotional appeal to their like motherly, quote unquote, motherly nature. Because I think
absolutely
the idea of a motherly nature is nonsense.
Brian, thank you for bringing that up. I was just about to say, and this is why you are my partner. but you know, I feel much more comfortable talking to someone who is treating me as an intellectual equal rather than trying to use emotion to manipulate me. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know if Charles is saying he wants to manipulate. He's coming from the premise that
women are more emotional.
You're right, but that's an inaccurate premise, and that's something that the libertarians in general, I mean, that's been kind of a hot topic.
Is it inaccurate if it's societal? Like, I think to some extent, from a societal standpoint, women are given a certain license. Like, you're told Italians are passionate people, right? I mean,
sure,
have you ever heard
I guess
that?
So.
Okay, so Italians are no more or less passionate genetically than anybody else, that there's just, for some reason or another, people say, okay, it's okay to be a little more unreasonable if you're Italian. And that's a kind of, you know, a cultural conversation. I think that
I don't know. I mean, I think that saying that a certain segment of the population, whoever you're talking about, oh, well, they're more emotional, it can very easily be used to patronize.
That's insulting as hell
yeah.
to say that. Absolutely. But that doesn't make it not
Thank
true.
Thank you for acknowledging that. It's well, even if it were true, though.
But do you understand
which,
how
okay,
you
hold
live
on
your
a second.
Whole life being an Italian woman, and, you know, I'm just saying that there's here you've got the compounded, you know, the two areas, and being told it's okay for you to, you know, fly off the handle and yell and scream every once in a while because you're an Italian woman. You're hot-blooded. And, you know, that's going to be internalized in some people. It's an insulting
sure.
thing to say,
yeah.
but...
Okay, but well, let me say this, though, because one of the things that attracts me to liberty is the fact that I no longer have the stigma of being a New York Jew. Unfortunately, I've heard people in the liberty movement still call me one, but anyway,
yeah,
my point is that's some of the things you're trying to get past these things. That's the whole attraction to liberty, is
exactly.
that you're getting past all of
getting
these
past stereotypes.
False paradigms, and so, like, even something as simple as women being more emotional. Now, let's get past that, because that's what liberty is all about.
Well, I think that you have to. I think you have to sell the ideas. Whatever your ideas are, you've got to sell them.
That's what I'm getting at.
And I think that you know that I like his pitch. Whether it's for males, women or men, it doesn't matter to me. I like the idea of having a more positive pitch. The
you know
your ideas.
I would
pitch.
Like people to consider something.
Okay.
When you hear, wow, you know, there are so few women in the liberty movement, and, you know, it must be because they're just not as smart, they're not as intelligent, they're more emotional creatures. You know, they don't think as rationally as we men do. I mean, do you ever think for a minute that might be turning women away? Turning them off?
Well, don't you think...
I don't like to be told that, you know, I just don't have the capability, because of my gender, to process certain intellectual ideas or to be interested in things like liberty.
I went to the delegate convention for the Republican Party in Concord, New Hampshire, I think it was, you know, a few months ago, and it was vast majority men there, too.
Yeah, I think that's true in most politics, isn't
yeah,
it?
I think it is. You know, maybe it's not. I haven't done a study on it or anything, but that's my experience, so, you know, I don't know. I think that many people are organic libertarians out there. You know, they have largely libertarian ideas. They're unfocused. They haven't been told about them. But, you know, it doesn't really have that much to do with their gender. You just have to appeal to those ideas, and some people aren't going to have them at all.
I think you're right, but I think there are certain things that can sort of repel or turn women away, and I'll speak from personal experience. Charles, if you would, hold on. I know we haven't given you much of a chance to talk, but if you would stick with us,
sure.
I'd really like to talk more with you. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on the Live Sunday Edition.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are here doing a live radio show, which means you can call in and lend your thoughts to the program at 855-450-FREE. Also call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype handle. Just add us as a contact and we'll get you hooked up. And right now we do have a call on the line. We're talking with Charles. And, you know, he's had some ideas that he wanted to discuss with us about women and liberty.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you've got a woman and the chances are good that she really likes some rifle accessories, the place to go to get those is ManVentureOutpost.com. If she's got a rifle with all the accessories, she's going to need ammunition, and they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. She probably needs a tent while she's out there hunting the big game, and perhaps needs a knife with which to slit its throat, that kind of thing. Always, of course, water purification systems in case she has to drink out of a stream that has beaver fever, that kind of thing. It's what's that called?
Giardia.
God, I wish I could remember.
I prefer
that.
Beaver fever.
I'm done with this read. ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, speaking of which, let's talk to Charles again. And Charles, you were talking about your ideas that you had thought of to get more women interested in liberty. And tell us more about that.
Okay, well, the final one was to use elevated language. You want to use the language literature and poetry.
Why?
And why? Because it's just more, it's more appealing. It's more seductive.
In case you like Shakespeare?
To women specifically? Like if someone said, thou art the freest maiden in the land.
Give me something more than this, because I'm sorry, all I've got is these, thous, and wouldits.
Yeah.
So I need to hear something. You need to give me an example of what you're talking about here.
Well, I'm talking about being open-ended, ethereal language, you know, elevated language, that type of thing. You know, I have examples of all these. I had a year-and-a-half relationship with a woman who had just finished getting a master's degree to get a job to go to work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned a lot of things, and I documented it. I put out a book that's sort of like a voluntarist 50 Shades of Grey. It's a
epistolary. Oh, boy.
Interesting.
It's a epistolary novel in three parts. It's called My Favorite Person, a Nonfiction Romance. And I just feel like there's some really good information in there. I didn't really explain it as well as I wanted to, but if you check that out, I think you'll get some good ideas of what I'm talking about.
Charles, thanks for calling in tonight and sharing that with us. Appreciate your call.
You know, I think that this is an issue that a lot of guys have in the liberty movement, and probably outside of it too. That you know, how do I find I want somebody who can reach me on many levels. You know, it's not just somebody who's going to fulfill my physical needs. They need to believe like I do, or similarly. I don't mind having active conversations with them about things. I want to exchange ideas, but they need to meet me on a basic level. They don't need to, I don't want somebody who believes completely different than me. And it probably wouldn't work anyway. So sure. How do I find that person?
I think you work on yourself until you're at a point where you attract the people who share your values, and you are such a great partner that they would want to be with you.
Yeah, I don't think, like, any scheme or any, you know, I don't believe in tactics to somehow attract somebody.
You can't trick someone into being attracted to you, right?
Just be you, and believe me, things, your personality becomes magnetic in and of itself.
I like the sound of that, but when I got, for those that are longtime listeners of the show, they'll know that I spent 9 years in prison. When I got out of prison, I was a rough dude. You know, I used rough language. I was convinced that the outside world was soft. And that I needed to, you know, go and harden them up with my language. Now, Brian, if you can imagine what it was like, say, when you were in the military, you know, one of the ways that people would talk to each other in there.
Sure.
Trying to foist that attitude, that sort of military attitude, on the rest of the world, rather than, you know, accepting them for what they are, just kind of, you know, so I was going out and I was just using, talking like I had been in prison for 8 years.
Okay.
And it was highly ineffective for meeting the caliber of person that I wanted to meet. I certainly did meet some low caliber people,
right,
that I was not interested in, but I wanted to meet a, you know, higher class of individual, and it just didn't work. I was, you know, without a relationship for a year until I just kind of calmed down.
It doesn't work because it's fake and inhuman. The military attitude is inhuman. The prison attitude is inhuman.
Yes, but that was me. I had been there long enough.
That wasn't really you. That was a molded you. Just like me in the army was a molded me.
How would I know?
Well, right. But, I mean, one of the ways to...
I think you can tell when it's a false self. I mean, you worked on yourself until you were ready to have a relationship, right? And then you found them.
I think that to some extent I just, you know, got more and more natural in the regular world, and that just, you know, it just happened.
So, yeah, so there wasn't really a conscious effort to change anything?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
You know, I think that what you've got to... I have a prescription. Get your butt out of the house. That's my prescription for meeting, somebody else.
I don't know. You can meet a lot of people online.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been dating in the world of online stuff. I've been married for years,
yeah,
few years, and so the online thing's different now. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm still intrigued by this, like, higher language. I mean, all I can think of is, like, Shakespeare. And I'm just thinking, like, but what's, you know, something like, but what soft theory through yonder window breaks?
Right.
It is the east and Bastiat is the sun or something like that. You know what I mean? So what is that?
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, well, that was my Shakespearean way of...
I'm trying to imagine, you know, a woman beginning to speak like that when she hasn't spoken like that the rest of the time. I don't know. It's just very strange. I mean,
I can't remember a time in my life where I've ever spoken like that.
I think that it's good to have a good vocabulary. I did speak to an ex-girlfriend at one point, and she was complaining to me about her new boyfriend used the S-word all the time to describe everything. And, quite a college graduate that he was. And I'm not kidding you.
Sure.
And you know, that she was upset that somehow, you know, he wasn't acting like me in this way. And I'm like, well, you know, if you wanted a guy that acted like me, you know, maybe we would still be together. But, you know, that wasn't working out, so you need to find somebody who acts differently. Mm. And so.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. Why didn't she talk to him about it?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems to be a common problem, you know, in relationships today. People tend to not communicate about some pretty important stuff sometimes, you know.
I think communication is always a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I want to... like, sort of pimp my credentials here. I have a podcast. It's called Pork Therapy. And, you know, it's a liberty-oriented podcast, and you can find it at porctherapy.com. On the show, you know, I talk about a lot of different things, but it's covering liberty more from a personal angle, I suppose, you know, about how we can get more freedom in our lives, no matter what, whether man or woman, whoever. And by all indications...
All kinds of porcupines.
Anyone, yeah.
Just trying to figure out how to slide porcupine in there because that's what pork therapy is short for.
Right, right, indeed. Thank you for mentioning that.
Otherwise, it just sounds like you're talking to meat.
Well, anyway, by all indications, you know, my audience is a lot more representative of the general population than other liberty shows. There's a very popular libertarian website out there. I won't name names, but you can find the info if you want. Their demographics, they say on their website, are 95% male. And by all indications, my audience is half women, if more. And I've got, you know, people from all different, you know, ethnic, racial backgrounds, LGBT. People listen to my show because I talk about issues that are relevant to them and to everybody. So, you know... And I've spent quite a fair amount of time thinking about these kind of issues of how can we be more inclusive in the liberty movement. I've experienced them myself, too, because I'm a woman, right? And I've been into liberty for more than a decade. So, you know, these issues have come up a lot. I'm a libertarian woman who has had relationships with women. So I've dated women, too. And what I can tell you is, you know, just listen and be as inclusive as you possibly can. Be sensitive. Try to think about it as if you were in her shoes. And there's not going to be a problem. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. 855-450-FREE. How do you bring people to liberty? Tell us your ideas. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself super pale combo on sale at 22%
20% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE. That's our phone number. 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And multiple different ways to get in touch with us here on Free Talk Live. You can also visit our website where you can connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. And to do that, go to news.freetalklive.com. That's going to have our Twitter moniker, handle, whatever you want. You can follow that, and you can give us a like on Facebook.
It takes you to the page that you can click on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can also sign up for our email newsletter there, but that's sort of a more big news when we have something that goes on with the show. For instance, we'll add a new radio station or something like that.
Sometimes we can send it out when we wait for several radio stations and mention them all at once.
Mm-hmm.
We try not to. I think we send out maybe once a month.
Yeah. It won't be a spammy email list, but it's a nice way to keep up with Free Talk Live. The Twitter and Facebook feeds are more real-time opportunities to connect. You know, we'll try to send out stories that we talk about on the air on the Facebook and Twitter feeds. So all different kinds of ways to connect with Free Talk Live at news.freetalklive.com. You know, the last segment just had a thought that I wanted to finish real quickly. We kind of came up on the break there fast, and I didn't really have much time to think about what I wanted to say. But what I was trying to get to about women and liberty is just, you know, I think there are lots of people who think of women as like the space aliens or something, like these foreign creatures who
they're
are not the same
Venus?
As... Oh, God. No, we're not. We're just people, and that's the whole point.
But you see how that that idea is perpetuated just by that very book. I mean,
I can't stand that book.
I think that there are some differences in sort of hormonally how people act, right? Like there's testosterone is more present in men, and you know maybe that'll make them more angry or want to lift heavy things. I don't know. And
to an extent, but we always have control over our actions.
Sure,
we're all responsible for what we do.
Absolutely, 100%. I just wouldn't claim that at all.
I'd like to say too that the state is a perpetuated idea by a million things, but that doesn't make it a good one.
Indeed.
Sure.
Right.
I
think that a lot of people want to deal with things the way they are, and you know, even if they want to change them, they still need to live in today's world. I mean, you can't be just, you know, standing there full of should, because you'll be standing by yourself.
Okay. Well, the point that I wanted to make is that, you know, there are lots of people in the liberty movement who see women as these, like, foreign creatures that are just totally, we can't relate to them at all. They're totally different than us. And that's so not true. We're just people, just like anyone else. And there's a wide range of us, you know. Not all women are the same. And not all women are, you know, some other creatures that's not like you. So just treat us like people and everything will be fine. That's basically it.
I tend to agree.
So,
and by the way, if you treat somebody differently than how you would want them to act sort of in real life, mm-hmm. early on, you're setting a standard for the way the relationship is going to go into the future. So you need to
be authentic.
The advice, Brian's advice to be you. It can be hard to be you, and, you know, by his definition.
You have to know who you are, too.
So,
of course, right? Like, you have to know who you are.
Well, if you're doing specific things to attract people, you're going to have to do that for the rest of your life if you want to stay in a relationship with that person.
Right.
So just be you.
If you give a gift every day after work or something like that, and suddenly the gifts begin to dwindle off, she's going to think there's a problem.
So, unless the gift is your love.
Well, no, I'm talking about tangible gifts.
I think love is tangible.
Yeah, pretty tangible. Yeah. Well, it's true because, you know, if you want someone to fall in love with you, then show them you, right? And if they don't fall in love, when maybe they're doing you a favor by walking away, right?
Oh, I got to say that that's the truth.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're lonely, it doesn't necessarily feel that way.
It sucks to be lonely. I really understand that. I can really empathize. And, you know, a lot of times when you get to know yourself better, spending time by yourself or, you know, alone isn't so bad because you can accept who you are. Does that make sense?
I don't think extroversion is some kind of mental illness. I mean, people,
no.
You know, extroverts want to be around people.
No, absolutely not. But there are some people who just can't stand to be alone. Like, they have to be around other people because, you know, if they're alone, some really unpleasant thoughts are going to come up or whatever, right? They don't want
I think what a lot of this all comes down to is confidence.
Confidence is attractive.
Yeah, but and it's attractive in men and women.
I agree.
You know, unfortunately, I do have to say this. This might be incendiary, but I mean, I think a lot of men like women that are not confident.
Yeah, I think there might be a cultural.
Yeah, I think there's like a dominance kind of, or maybe if the man is kind of messed up, if he gets with someone if he fixes someone else that's messed up, he feels better about himself or something. Not to say women wouldn't do this too. You know, I mean, it goes all the ways. That's my point.
The build your own man hobby kit is a common female conundrum.
Sure. in any case, I do think confidence is the number one thing, and I think that's actually something. If you want to get people in general to the liberty movement, then I think, you know, everybody in liberty needs to get some confidence built up. And
attract
like
them by example.
Just by example. And again, confidence is just another way of saying be who you are.
Yeah, and be comfortable with who you are, right?
Yeah.
Accept yourself.
And confidence isn't a trick. That's the thing. Confidence.
Right.
Confidence is real. Confidence is, you know, you can't be confident for 2 seconds. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You have to be secure in yourself, and you have to know yourself
right,
to be confident. That's how you get confidence.
Right, because if you're just being, you know, if you're faking confidence, I mean, people are going to smell that sooner or later.
And I don't know, you were talking about the world of online dating, and I can't say, I claim to be relatively ignorant of this. I don't know much about it. I've certainly gone on these websites and looked around, but I don't know much about them and how one dates online or what those things are like. But I can say that I really liked the Adam Sandler movie Big Daddy. Had a line in it that I felt like was really, you know, poignant, which is, you know, half the battle is initiating the conversation. So if you begin the conversation with whomever your, you know, target person is, male, female, whatever it is that you prefer.
I don't like to think of them as a target, well, but yeah, okay. Sure, the person that you're interested in, your interest.
You're interested in that target, right. So, if you could figure out some way to start up a conversation, probably a little more than just, hi, you know, something to get something started, mm-hmm. That's the way to do it. And, you know, yeah. I mean...
I agree.
I understand some people get approached a lot, and they can be a bit more standoffish. They know what's they've been to the merry-go-round and they've ridden the rides, so they know what's up. But you know, you got to start
ridden the rides, huh, Mark?
Indeed.
We've got a caller on Skype. Let's talk to Jacob. And
hello.
Hi, Jacob. What's on your mind?
Oh man, I've got lots on my mind. I really appreciate the LRNFM network. I'm promoting and loving this.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate your enthusiasm.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, about 5 years ago, I started an organization. Well, it's just a partnership. But what I've started is called the Alberta Monetary Authority.
Okay.
And I've been introducing myself to everybody as that. I'm Jacob with the Alberta Monetary Authority. And
do they run and hide? Do they think you're from the government trying to do something bad to them?
Well, yeah, it's like the word authority is...
Yeah.
Is it really commands attention, and So one day I shook the hand of a man, and I told him, yeah, I'm Jacob with the Alberta Monetary Authority, and he just, his head cocked sideways, like, what? And then the next day he gave me a phone call, and he was the president and CEO of Cree Energy Oil and Gas, and there's 10 Indian reserves here in Canada which have put their resources into his control. So it's a pretty fascinating place for me to be. They invited me to the table to discuss monetary policies. I've been studying it for 5 years and know exactly what's happening. So
it's happening with what?
Oh, man. With everything. I guess the first question that started me going on this, waking up out of my slumber, was Canada at the time was $530 billion in debt. And then I took an economics course, and they said, oh, well, we have $530 billion within our circular flow of cash, meaning going from employers to employees and being spent in the circular flow, right?
Right.
So if we have $538 billion in the circular flow of cash, and we owe $538 billion, wait a minute. So we pay all of our money back, we'll have no money, plus we'll still owe all these assholes interest.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
Well, I just get a little irritated when I talk about bankers.
Understandably.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's all around the world. There's fiat currencies. People choose to use them, mostly probably because... You know, companies want them because they can pay their taxes with them.
Well,
it's all about taxes.
Yeah, they're legal tender, so they can't go to zero.
Yeah. Jacob, thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. Feel free to call us anytime. It's Free Talk Live, and our number is 855-450-FREE. Hour 2 of the show is coming up, where we're going to have a special guest. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss it. It's Free Talk Live.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.